morning. It's a short week. The Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander with you until the top of the hour. As a lot of things happen over the weekend, the extended Labor Day weekend. Everybody's back to work. Everybody who had the summer off returns. Heads are down and people are tired. We get that. But
this is probably what, a top 3 to 5 worst day of the work year to return? Not us personally, but most people. Like, my buddies were texting last night, like, oh no.
Yeah, following Labor Day.
Summer's over.
Well, what's higher? I mean, think about the list. What would be higher? Labor Day.
New Year's, Christmas break, coming back in the new year, I guess.
Nah, but think about that. Post-vacation. A lot of people take off following. You don't come back the second. A lot of people take off usually the second and maybe even the third, depending on what day of the week it falls. See, it's a variable. You know Labor Day is going to be on a Monday every single year, and you know that you have to return to work. Usually when it's warm like this, we don't even have spring anymore, so yeah. It's still summer.
Well, I know Anthony's happy. Kids good. Are back in school, and football starts in 2 days.
Well, outside of football, what's good about the summer ending? Outside of football,
nothing.
Football's
I
the obvious
summer.
One. And a lot of people, difficult, man, to make that drive home last night or maybe early this morning if you want to have a half day. A lot what people do now is they do the reverse half day. So they come into work at noon on this day instead of coming in at, like, you know, regular times, 7, 8, 9 a.m., whenever it is. So they get to drive back from the shore, get one more night.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do that.
No.
No, you're here with us.
Yeah.
All right, let's
football's back.
Let's start with the top. Now, we finally got word that this was a bizarre saga that happened really Thursday through yesterday. And Doug Peterson, let's work in reverse. Doug Peterson has named a starting quarterback.
I don't think it was his choosing.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I think Ian Rappaport scooped him, and he wasn't happy about it, and he took it out on the local media for some reason.
Yeah, well, what happened was Thursday he comes out and basically baits the media into asking him about Carson Wentz on Friday. And then Friday comes, and we know, because Doug told us on Thursday, that he's going to know personally about the quarterback, but he won't tell anybody until 90 minutes before the game. Saturday, he's scooped by Ian Rappaport. Sunday, he flips out at Jeff McClain, Les Bowen, and everybody else in there, lumping the local media in, actually saying that I'm grouping you guys together.
Which is totally unfair.
Yeah, and it's spiteful and childish at that point. And it came off uncharacteristic of what we've seen from Doug. This is the first time we've seen Doug act like this about anything.
Well, do you think he's, I don't want to say nervous, but nervous?
Well, Tim McManus tweeted yesterday that the feeling down there, and I'll read it to you specific, feeling here is what Peterson tried to gain in competitive advantage, he lost in tone and posture. Your advantage, you're the champs, you have the Falcons at home with the Super Bowl MVP at the controls. Let's go. Instead, comes off as tight. Now think about that.
Yeah.
That's the perception down there. It's been the perception around here, too.
I mean, he had to know these questions were coming. Do you know what I mean? So he's getting angry and irritated at something he should have expected.
He's getting angry, but I don't even know if it was at that. Think about it.
Do you think he's getting angry because Rappaport got that from somebody in the building and he realized there were some loose lips?
Yeah, he's getting angry like Nick Saban got angry, like Bill Belichick ridiculous. Gets angry.
Like, so why are you asking me about it?
I love that, by the way. It's hilarious. It's probably the most entertaining thing that we'll play on the station this week. But I think what happens is these guys control everything. And Doug Peterson, to his credit, they were able to control a lot last year. There weren't storylines coming out left and right in which the team was getting scooped or Doug was saying one thing and the team was doing another thing. So he lost control of this information.
Yeah.
And that's what you draw, because he turned around and blamed the local media for Ian Rappaport's report.
Shouldn't you take that up with Ian Rappaport?
It makes no sense. Sam, do we have that back and forth? So listen to this yesterday, because there are two things going on. First off, Les Bowen jumps in and asks the best question you'll hear, which is, why are we doing this? Essentially. Now, he's asking specifically, why is Doug doing the back and forth with McClain? But the bigger thing you can take from that, and I don't even know if Les meant to ask it, is why are we doing this? Why are we going back and forth? Why on Thursday did Doug say he's not going to name a quarterback until 90 minutes before game time?
Well, because he wanted the game plan, I think.
Well, what game plan are you really getting?
Defensively, you're going to have to not, you know, if you're a defensive end, it's going to be an all-out package if it's Nick Foles. Whereas it's Carson Wentz, you have to be a little more mindful that maybe he has some escapability. Nick Foles is strictly going to be in a pocket guy.
Yeah,
so
but
I think defensive game plan is the only thing that would affect it.
But if you're preparing for Carson Wentz and then you find out that it's Nick Foles, you don't have to adjust
no,
much.
No, it's not major. It's just, I guess, maybe
it's
more
easier.
Mindset.
It's easier for you to attack Nick Foles than it is to attack Carson Wentz.
Yeah, totally.
And also, why do I keep wanting to call him Dan Snyder? I know, I did it yesterday where I called him
Snyder.
Yeah, and I had to correct myself.
What a toad that guy is.
Quinn is well aware of who's practicing and who's getting reps.
Yeah.
And this isn't something where, and again, I don't think it was competitive advantage. Because if it was truly competitive advantage that Doug Peterson was holding on to, he would not have named Nick Foles yesterday. He would have stuck to his guns and held it. Even though it would have been the worst kept secret, he would have held on and held on. But instead he caved back to what you said, which I agree with. Ian Rappaport doesn't scoop him. We're not having this conversation.
No, not at all. And I think he was upset he got scooped. There's a couple cuts from Doug. Well, I guess let's run through them all because... You know, a lot of people may have missed it over the holiday weekend. And, you know, I, for one, missed them until Bob Cooney texted us saying, why is Doug getting so snippy with the press today? What's up with that? And well, I was like, oh.
Yeah, Sunday was the one that popped.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was doing a national show and we played that every hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it went viral.
Wow.
It was great. Because you had Nick Saban and Doug. You had two coaches losing it about quarterbacks, and specifically they could not control the information. Nick Saban lost it, melted down on the field because he wasn't able to control his own flow of information with who had started quarterback. Doug Peterson lost it with McClain and Bowen because somebody scooped him and Doug could not control when the announcement would be made about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles.
Coaches are control freaks, so I'm sure he wasn't happy about that. All right, let's start with one of the first Doug ones from Sunday.
Doug, have you made a decision on who will be your starting quarterback, and if so, who is it?
First of all, I appreciate y'all putting words in my mouth this week.
All right, do me a favor, freeze it. Listen to that.
Ian Rappaport nobody put words in his mouth.
There was a very simple question asked.
Yeah,
right?
It's awful.
Hey, what do you want to eat? And your response, if I ask you, Jamie,
telling me I'm fat?
Yeah, or even, like, not even acknowledging that and saying, why'd you put words in my mouth last week?
Yeah.
About the Philadelphia Union. I didn't say they were going to lose.
I told you I wanted a burrito. We ended up with Chinese food.
So he loses it right away. Listen, we've all been in relationships. Somebody comes home after a bad day and you ask how their day was and they immediately lash out at you. You've done it. We've done it. You know, we've all done it before for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's human nature.
You just want to pick a fight. Like, you're just in the mood to fight. Doug Peterson came out there with one mentality and one mentality only, and that was to fight. Let's go. Sorry,
First of all, I appreciate y'all putting words in my mouth this week, and therefore, I'm not going to discuss it.
How were words put in your mouth?
You saw the reports.
No answer.
Next question. Next question.
Who here put the words in your mouth?
I'm not answering the question.
I know, but you said you. That makes no sense. You have to lump us all together.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right. We'll lump you all together.
Okay.
Listen to the last.
We're asking a fair question.
What's the point of this?
Not publicly. I don't do that.
Good one.
I don't do it in any position on this team. I will not do it.
That's great.
He's talking about competitive advantage.
To Les Bowen on that one.
What's the point of this? So I ask you, what else could it have been? Outside of Ian Rappaport scooping Doug Peterson on Saturday and Doug flipping out on Sunday saying competitive advantage and spiting McClain, Bowen, and everybody else down there. And then the following day on Monday, there's a statement that gets released saying, oh, by the way, Nick Foles will be the starter. So how much competitive advantage did you really gain holding on to it? That's why I don't believe him. That's why I don't believe Doug when he says this was all about competitive advantage. It was him not being able to control. What else could it have been?
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I still believe he would have liked the Falcons guessing a little bit. I don't think it's a huge advantage, but I think it's a little bit of secrecy, and coaches love secrecy. So I do think I'm not going to totally dismiss that it wasn't competitive advantage, but I mean, I see your point. It's not a huge game plan advantage or disadvantage.
Well, the Bills just named their quarterback a week out.
What are they doing?
I first off, I don't know, but second,
Nathan Peterman was the guy that threw like
five picks and a half. Yeah. For some reason, they love him up there, and I'm not shocked at this announcement. Real quick, because if you follow all the updates on Josh Allen in the preseason, it was always coupled with, but McDermott seems to really like Nathan Peterman, but the coaching staff seems to really like Nathan Peterman, what he's doing, and they seem to be really high. There was always something there, like a little caveat on Allen's development in the preseason.
That's got to be tough if you're a Bills fan.
Yeah.
You just got rid of Tyrod Taylor in a playoff appearance to go with Nathan Peterman.
And that schedule's brutal. And that's probably why, because they come out and it's just absolutely brutal. You know, go look and look at the quarterbacks that Tom Brady has had to play against.
Oh, the AFC East is the biggest travesty. They just continue to give the Patriots a free pass every year to being division champs. It's a joke.
Can I make the argument that the second best quarterback ever in the Tom Brady era?
In his division is Sanchez?
No, I would argue Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, you could make that case. I'm trying to think of all the Bills quarterbacks. There's nobody even...
J.P. Lossman?
I mean, Miami's got Tannehill and...
Brutal.
Yeah, no, the AFC East is a joke. And
Cutler, Tannehill.
Oh.
I mean, it's been rough. Even before Tannehill, it's been
AJ
rough.
AJ Feely.
Feely, yeah. The Jets have been a train wreck. Yeah, I mean, Chad Pennington might is be probably the best quarterback.
Pennington probably is.
Right.
And then Sanchez might be right behind him. That's meanwhile, how sad yeah. it is.
And then meanwhile, you look at what the Eagles dealt with during that time frame as well. And McNabb is the majority of the years as quarterback. And it's night and day in that division.
Yeah.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. So Doug Peterson, I don't know if you would call it a meltdown, but it was uncharacteristic.
It was uncharacteristic.
And we can open it up. It's the Fanatic at 5, Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, 610-632-0975. I don't know why there became this major division between the media and Doug Peterson, fans jumping on Doug's side. Like, I don't know why there needed to be a side taken on this whole thing.
Yeah, and it's just weird. Like, the whole handle, like, whatever.
Well, I'm
personally glad it's over.
Is it over, though? Because here's
what
I would
ask. Well,
now
we're going to get the question every week.
Well,
how's Carson doing?
Think about that.
Start this week? And you saw, was it Garofalo was saying his personal opinion was that Carson's going to be out till October, which, I mean, that's kind of what I always thought. I always had four games in my head. And, you know, there's no inside information.
No,
a doctor.
I get you.
But that was the full 10 months that most doctors said full regrowth is needed for. So I just always kind of had in my head that Nick Foles was going to start four games.
Yeah, best case scenario, I think, for me at this point is that he comes back week four against the Titans. I don't want to see his first game. Now, if he's not cleared, he's not cleared. I get it. But I'm just saying, personally, my best case scenario is that he comes back against the Titans, not against the Vikings.
I mean, that's a tough defense to come back against to
start
off.
And that's your preseason.
Yeah.
Is the Minnesota Vikings.
Who just added, you know, players to that already top five defense.
It's just my own personal preference.
That the Eagles scored 38 points on in the NFC Championship game.
I get it. But I'm not worried about the offense at that point. I'm worried about the defense, and I'm worried about Nick Foles, or pardon me, Carson Wentz, first actual game. And looking at that, 610-632-0975.
It's Eric. Football, baby!
What's up, Eric? Good morning.
What's up? You forgot to mention Dan Marino. He's already played him.
Did they overlap?
Like 10 years.
Huh? Did they overlap, Brady and Marino?
Yeah, I do believe so.
99 was Marino's last year.
And Brady's been playing, what, 16, 17 years?
I thought Brady came in 2000.
He did. Yeah, 2000. They just missed
each other. He started 01. His first year as a starter was 01.
All right, then I'm misinformed.
Eric, we love you, brother. It's okay. It happens. What were your thoughts on Peterson? Why did he go off on the media?
I don't know. I guess he just can't handle it, but he should just have fun with it. You know they're going to ask the same question over and over again. It's not like you got a quarterback controversy, because we know Nick ain't the starter. So why get all upset? Just say the same thing. You know, when the doctor's clear, he'll play.
Yep. This is going to go on for another 3 weeks now.
Yeah, Eric, appreciate the call. And that's the problem is he didn't say that. And I think it's one of two things. Now, his reaction was because he got scooped. But why? He's not nervous about Nigel Bradham information coming out. He's not nervous about Jay Ajayi's knee coming out. He's not nervous about Jason Peters coming back week one information coming out. The only thing he's been tight about at all, right, has been about these quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the most important thing that they've ever had.
Exactly. So, on one hand, I think it could be Nick Foles playing the preseason. That's got him agitated. On the other hand, I think
probably
it's
some,
a delay of Carson Wentz coming back.
I think Doug was a little irritated with Nick. Like, the way he talked about him after the two performances was kind of like,
oh, the Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, like,
you talk to him. I talk to him. You talk to him. You ask him. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. He looked fine to me.
Do you think it's going to change the way he handles this now the next month, the backlash he's gotten from this?
How can he change it outside of just saying
with it? Like, look, all right, here's every Tuesday, is he going to be on the injury report? Here's where we are with Carson. He was checked out. He's continuing 11-on-11. He got cleared for contact. Like, is he going to be more upfront with the information now?
I think,
because this has been a kind of a disaster of a handling.
He has to, unless he chooses to double down on the competitive advantage thing.
That's what he could do.
Which, again, is ridiculous, but he already opened up the door for, well, if you're doing this week two against the Bucks, why did you tell us that Monday before the Falcons game? Why didn't you hold on until 90 minutes like you said before game time? So he went back on what his own message was. Like, there was a major contradiction this week. Thursday, I'm not telling anybody. I'll know Friday, but I'm not telling anybody until Thursday night. Sunday, you guys, all you punishing the local media for a scoop and saying he's not going to do it. And then Monday he comes in and says, oh, by the way, there's a statement.
Yeah, and that wasn't a scheduled press conference. He came out to say, all right, it's coming from me. Here it is.
Right.
And then he's talking again today. We'll try to get Jeff McClain on later to talk about it since he was front and center. But it's weird.
I'm just saying, if he's going to come out and tell us on Sunday in the middle of scolding the media, there is a competitive advantage here as far as why he would not reveal the quarterback, then don't do it the next day. Because you look like a hypocrite and you contradict yourself.
Yeah, strictly because he got scooped.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Now, why? And I think that
I think part of it is he's irritated that somebody in the building talked to Rappaport.
Hey.
Because last year, look,
tighten it up.
That's the thing. It's been a tight ship. Last year was really tight. You know what I mean? And now Rappaport scooped him. And I would imagine, what, maybe 10 people at most knew of his decision down there? Like, I don't think it's widespread where the secretary knew Nick Foles is starting on Thursday. Like, I think that's somebody in the inner circle that let that information get out. And I think that's part of why he's super irritated.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. He lost control of the flow of information, and he had to lash out.
But that means somebody close to him is talking.
It does. And
that, I think, is where most of his frustration comes from.
Yeah. But about what? About Carson Wentz and about actually Nick Foles starting. So it's I think, one or the other. It might be a combination of both. But It's Nick Foles' poor performance on one hand we have to factor in, and it's Carson Wentz not being ready most likely after week one. So Doug Peterson is in my estimation, frustrated that he got news on Friday that not only will Carson Wentz be out Thursday night, but Carson Wentz is most likely out the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, my Saturday show was, I read the comments from his surgeon, the guy that actually did the surgery.
Yep.
He said
that Clark interview.
Yeah, like it was John Clark. And it was a good get by him. You know, this isn't just an ACL. Like, we always forget that. He tore his LCL too, which is one of your outside stabilizing ligaments. So it's not like, you know, the people are like, well, Deshaun Watson's back and Adrian Peterson's back. And you know, he tweaked his meniscus too. Like, this wasn't just an ACL. This was a pretty extensive knee damage. And the surgeon said, look, you have to be cautious with him. 10 to 12 years of Wentz is more important than 2 to 3 weeks. And, you know, the chances of re-rupturing are much higher. So, I mean, I think it's the right decision ultimately. But, yeah, I just think Doug is upset that he got scooped and didn't control it.
And now you saw the overreaction, and it'll be interesting to see how this moves forward.
You don't think they would bring him back for Tampa or Indy, right? Like a, they could be preseason type of games for him because both those teams I think aren't going to be great.
Indy, I think the window right now is Indy Nashville. I hope that his first game is not against the Vikings.
I don't know if they would do that.
And I don't think they'll rush him back against the Titans. I think that if it's a 95% thing, that he'll play against the Titans. If it's still like, 85-90 and there's still a shred of doubt.
I would love to know how they, come up with their percentages, what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, too. There's a new group of doctors down there.
Yeah, it's a whole new staff.
So
they're not going to risk it. They're not risking their reputation.
Not at all. Or their job.
Oh, yeah, on damaging the franchise's, most valuable asset.
Trust me, it's much easier for Jeffrey Lurie to scapegoat a doctor than it is to scapegoat Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas, or Doug Peterson for mishandling this.
Yeah.
If Carson Wentz comes back early, or God forbid something happens when Wentz does return, and it could be linked back to a medical check or sign-off, these guys are going to be out.
Yeah.
Matt, next up on the Fanatic at 5. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I agree with you. I was trying to get in, but you got to have it. I agree. I think Doug's main frustration is, one, he had to kind of backtrack on some of the things he said, and the other side is, if things got out from inside.
Yeah, I tell you what, we'll put you on hold and see if we can get back with you. 610-632-0975 is how you get in.
So how do you feel
about
Nick Foles starting Thursday night versus the Falcons in a revenge game at home and the whole world watching?
Well, for the people that have been calling up and complaining over the last couple of days about this is all we've been talking about is Carson Wentz and this is all the media's been talking about, which is a lie, mind you. That's not been the case at all.
And it's natural.
I've been talking about, I know I've been away from you guys for a little bit with Trey, but I've been talking about this for 10 days. And we've been assuming on the shows that I've been doing for the last week and a half that Carson Wentz is going to sit, and started to talk about the first game of the regular season like Nick Foles is out there. And my biggest concern is not about how Nick Foles has played in the preseason. It's that they haven't had a unit out there. They haven't had a first team unit offense out there to gel or to make mistakes or to get through any bumps or bruises.
I think it was 10 drives, no touchdowns.
And that's not even a complete first-team offense because guys have been hurt.
And, when you have Zach Ertz in there all game and Aguilar and guys he trusts and knows, I think it's going to be much different than throwing to Kamar Akins and, guys like that.
It's going to be different,
and the RPO
but not right
back
away. Well, you also have to run the ball in order to set the RPO up as well.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I think they're fine running. It's one of the best offensive lines in football.
They have to play together. They didn't play together at all in the preseason.
So you're not feeling good. I think the line moved. It was 3.5 prior to the news coming out.
Right.
And I think I saw Jimmy Kemsky tweet it was down as low as 1 on some books with the Foles news. So he's about a 2.5 or 3 point swing on the line.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's sizable.
A lot of people don't trust it, and nor would I at this point. And I think I can at least separate, because I know that seasons don't carry over. So I can separate what happened last year.
It's a revenge game for the Falcons. We ended their year last year.
There's a lot of energy that they come in with. And
yeah,
this is not the end of the season where Nick Foles just stepped in and took over a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, everybody's
getting the rust off together.
The rust, right. Yeah, yeah. And that's the biggest concern I have.
I think they're going to lose.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I think they'll be 2-1 after 3, but they lose the opener.
0975, your phone number. Fanatic at 5. All right, coming up, the Phils lose again, and also, I'm shocked.
I want to torment you with some Gabe Kapler sound, too.
Here's the thing, man. I'm shocked that Carson Wentz is still as high as he is on the list for MVP. Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, Fanatic at 5.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. Just text IMPACT to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. Don't wait. There is a massive need right now for personal trainers qualified to work with and train seniors. The ISSA Senior Fitness Certification Program gives you everything you need to start working as a personal trainer and command top dollar working specifically with seniors. Just text IMPACT to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Once you're certified, ISSA guarantees you'll get a job. Just text IMPACT to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word IMPACT to 246810.
While green, thick grass is more important than just the looks, the more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
This is Jason Mertedis, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Are we putting enough away in our 401k? Do we have the funds to renovate our kitchen? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Celebrating 5 decades of the Prince of Darkness. Special guest, Stone Sour. If you cry, BB&T Pavilion, September 12th. City Card members get access to preferred tickets. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Witness a living legend live. Part of the Mattress Warehouse concert series.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USANA.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's, $1, $2, $3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket, too. There'll be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the $1, $2, $3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Tax extra.
This countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Meineke.
Birds QB Carson Wentz has said in the past that he will be ready for week one of the 2018 season. Wentz is running and throwing without hesitation. In recent practices, he looked mobile in the pocket and his mechanics looked very sound.
Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Stop in for a $19.95 basic oil change. Go to Meineke.com to find your locally owned and operated Meineke. Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic at 5. Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right,
There's Doug. There's Doug.
Trust the process.
That's not the Doug we're used to. Uncharacteristically tight with his quarterbacks. There you go, Doug Peterson. Now, who tweeted in Brett Favre? Because I disagree with that.
Well, the question was, who was the best quarterback that Tom Brady ever faced in the AFC East? Because they're such a joke in division.
Well, not even faced, because I think if you just ask who's the second best quarterback in the Tom Brady era in the AFC East, it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
It could be, but Jay Bink 2585 says Brett Favre on the Jets. And name-wise, he's correct, but Brett Favre is pretty terrible for the Jets.
Yeah, that's...
He's, what, 22 touchdowns, 22 picks that year?
Outside of his rookie year, his first year with Green Bay, that's, well, I mean, yardage-wise, but not even that.
But that would be probably the second best.
No, I don't know. He had 22
just
and 22.
Just for the name. I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer.
Pennington had better years than that, though.
Probably.
I'm looking at it, I can tell you.
Yeah, but, you know, you think Chad Pennington, you don't think sex appeal of
no,
quarterback.
No, but when I think of... neither, but I think of arm, I'm just thinking of... quarterback. I'm not asking like who's the second biggest name. I'm just saying like Brett Favre was shot to you know what. Then
he was Johnson pick Brett Favre at that stage.
Yeah, he was sending too many picks. Although he did bounce back the next year in Minnesota.
Yeah,
unbelievably.
Well, he had Randy Moss and
it did help.
Yeah, that's never a bad thing.
610-632-0975. Matt's back with us. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning. What I was talking about with Doug is basically I agree. I think most of the media caught the brunt.
Yes.
But he's upset with the internal part of it.
Absolutely.
You know, for that's the Doug part. With Carson, I'm thinking, again, the whole preseason is more or less a joke. I think part of the Eagles' problem is not, it's going to come back to haunt them, is not doing joint practices this year. You miss good work in practice by not doing joint practices where guys can get more looks. There's more team now that there's less contact, and not doing joint practice I think is going to hurt them in the long run.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that, Matt. They didn't do one this year, did they?
They did no joint practices, and I think that's less team, you know, live work against a, you know, an actual opponent. I think that's going to come back to, you know, that stunts their growth. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but were the Colts, before they created the AFC South, were the Colts in the Central or were they in the East?
Central.
Yeah, I believe they were Central.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't play with Brady.
Yeah, all right. So I was going to think, like, you know, maybe back when Peyton was there, but, you know, beyond that. For Carson...
It's kind of amazing, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
An entire division, yeah, and the best we can come up with is over-the-hill Brett Favre.
His own backup, really.
Yeah.
Maybe Chad Pennington.
Yeah.
You know, Carson went, I think, you know, not if he's not ready this first week, you know, he didn't make the pup list, which is awesome. If he's not playing this week, then beyond this, it doesn't really matter to me when he comes back. When he comes back, when he's 100%, I've always said that. When he's absolutely ready, but if it's possible, the Colts or the Tampa Bay game would make a lot of sense. You know, they don't have Jameis Winston. It could be a nice feed-in game for him to get his feet wet heading into Minnesota.
I don't know how much is going to be a difference. And Matt, listen, we appreciate the call. I don't know how much a difference it's going to make, and that's why I think Doug got frustrated about Carson with the scoop with Rappaport. Is if you even read Rappaport's tweet, and we assume that Rappaport's tweeting from the source. So somebody in the organization is telling him it's a longer play.
Oh, yeah.
Play means out at least 2 weeks. At least 2 weeks.
I'd be shocked if we saw him in September, honestly.
I just think that Nashville game is the one to circle.
Maybe. But Titans, that's last week of September. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's essentially the month anyway.
But you should be able to survive against three teams. Now, ideally, the best defense to come back against is Indianapolis.
Yeah, the Colts are hot garbage. Tampa Bay doesn't have Jameis Winston. I mean, they got some weapons.
Yeah, but Fitzpatrick's a better quarterback anyway. More accurate.
I don't know about better. I mean, Jameis could bounce back. You know what I mean?
I talked to our boy Anthony Beck yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
They're not high at all in this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, he never signed his big second deal, right?
Correct.
He's still on that rookie deal?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Now, this is heading into year
five.
This
would be the year they extend them if they were going to.
Correct.
Which is funny because it's such a finicky thing because Jameis,
year four.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, he looked like
so they
he
missed
had
that opportunity
it,
last
it. And then last year just took a step back.
Significant step back. And you also have the issues. And there's a serious maturity issue and concern there. I'm just saying that, like, look at it from a fantasy standpoint. Mike Evans' value has not dropped. In fact, you can argue has increased. something like that. Like that. That's what I'm saying is that the quarterback situation, I would still look at Tampa's offense and say, oh, okay, Jameis Winston isn't there. I still have to be concerned. Now, the Eagles should be able to roll through.
Yeah, I just think they'll beat them.
Yeah, I do too. They should be able to beat them with Nate Sudfeld, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they should.
Emmanuel's next up on the Fanatic. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I was just calling about the Doug situation. The reason why I think he's a little angry, a little pissed off is because just try to put yourself in his shoes. This guy just won a Super Bowl, and he has a short offseason. Now he's trying to get ready, prepare for week one, and he knows for a fact he's going to get everybody's best shot.
Yep.
And he's sitting here, don't have his best player. And the media do not want to let it go. Every chance they have, they keep asking him, hey, when's going to come back? It's obvious that he was trying to hold it back to play, have advantage over the Falcons. But a lot of people might say we might win with Nick Foles, but you never know. They lose their Falcon game. It might be contagious. Losing might be contagious in the NFL. So he's got to do whatever he has to do to win the Falcons game.
Then why did he give up that competitive advantage not 24 hours later?
I think that his back was against the wall now. I mean, it really not end up playing, but his back was against the wall. He just felt like, all right, everybody know him. He might just say, let everybody hear it for home now.
Okay, but everybody knew when he blew up on the media because he had already been scooped the day before.
Yeah, but it's silly, man. It's a different football town. Things are a little rough over here.
Yeah, but the guy who scooped him wasn't even in Philly. It was a national guy.
It might have been somebody close to him, so he probably felt some type of way.
Yeah.
Okay, man, we'll appreciate that.
I think that's the root of it.
Exactly. Now, that's something I look at and say, all right, there's validity to it. But
loose lips sink ships. Bruh.
I mean, the competitive advantage thing to me is very difficult to swallow because he gave it up not 24 hours later, and he was scooped already before he flipped out on Sunday, the day before, by Rappaport.
Yeah. So, I don't think there was more than 10 people in the world that knew what that information was, that Carson Wentz was not going to play week one, and that information got out, and Doug was pissed.
Should we check burner accounts?
You think there's an Eric Jr. in the building?
Is there a somebody's wife revealing information?
Where's Barbara Bottini? Where is
she? If there was anybody right now who had an axe to grind with this city and the sports fans in this city.
Barbara Bottini created, is at it again.
Can you imagine?
Hey, Ian, I got a scoop for you.
Listen, would it be outside the realm of possibility that the wife of the general manager of the Sixers knows a wife or girlfriend, husband of somebody in the front office, boyfriend of somebody in the front office of the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe gets a little connection, creates a burner account, leaks it out there.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Peterson's flipping out. Sabotage.
Who's this Eric Jr.?
I'm just telling you, sabotage. So these odds are out, and I'm shocked. I don't know where you stand on this. Rodgers is 6-1. BetOnline.ag is the latest with the MVP odds. Tom Brady's 8-1. Carson Wentz is 9-1. I love the kid, and I'm hoping he wins the MVP as well, but he ain't winning the MVP missing four games.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that last year. You know?
Right.
He missed three and didn't get it.
And those were after he already established
that he was the clear MVP.
Now, Watson, I would think, would be at the very least equal. He's 14-1. That's a sexy bet right there.
As a gambler, that would be my play.
Who's got a better shot? So
Deshaun Watson is really good.
Watson or Goff, who's got a better shot at winning the Super Bowl this year?
Goff because of the team, but I think Watson is the better quarterback.
I do too, although that defense in Houston, I mean, they added some pieces too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with J.J. Watt. If he's ever able to stay healthy, then him and Clowney is about as nasty as you can get on a D-line. We'll see.
They should cruise through that division, right?
They should.
The Titans,
Titans
or
are okay.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville's the one team.
Yeah. Jacksonville.
I'm not worried about Indy now. I don't care if Andrew Luck can throw the football or not. That defense is sieve.
They're cooked.
And the Titans are a good team. They're not great.
Nah, they're like 9-7, 10-6 type of team at best, I would think.
Yeah, 10-6 I think would be ambitious, but okay, that's fine. I'm just curious as to why people still think that Wentz would be a sexy bet at 9-1.
I think it's a test. When did these odds come out?
I saw this today.
So this was post news of Wentz being out week one.
Yes, I believe.
Hmm. I mean, it's a testament to Carson, how good he is. That
I would imagine that would change, right?
I would think. I mean, you've already seen the line drop 2.5 points on Thursday.
Next head coach to be fired, odds on favorite is? There are three names.
Jay Gruden's not in there.
No, he's not odds on. He's fifth or sixth. Sixth.
Trying to think.
Hugh Jackson, number one.
Yeah, obviously.
Adam Gase already.
Yeah, yeah.
And Marv. Big Marv.
Marv's been...
Bulletproof Marv.
He's been there, I think, like 18 years?
How
17
many years?
Years? Like, it's something absurd. And they've won maybe one playoff game? Question mark?
Yeah, it's been ridiculous.
It's been way longer than I remembered it being. Like, he really is bulletproof out there.
It's amazing. All right, we have to give the people what they want. Some Gabe Kapler coming up. You'll hear the back and forth with Doug Peterson as well. It's Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, Fanatic at 5.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texting rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. Just text IMPACT to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. Don't wait. There is a massive need right now for personal trainers qualified to work with and train seniors. The ISSA Senior Fitness Certification Program gives you everything you need to start working as a personal trainer and command top dollar working specifically with seniors. Just text IMPACT to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Once you're certified, ISSA guarantees you'll get a job. Just text IMPACT to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word IMPACT to 246810.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Culloden.
My name is Jim. I spent more than a decade as a tractor-trailer driver until I injured my shoulder at work. It was devastating. I had never been out of work before. The insurance carrier for the trucking company where I work put constant pressure on me to return to work, but I couldn't. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Culloden. They referred me to top surgeons who offered the best treatment. Swartz Culloden fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Culloden, I don't know if I ever would have settled my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Culloden. Swartz Culloden got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly. Like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, get ready to pay up. The IRS just added an army of collectors to track you down. They are relentless. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima works to stop the aggressive collection actions and fights to get you the best possible tax settlement. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's 1-2-3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket, too. There'll be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the 1-2-3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Tax extra.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices, so you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One subject notebooks are 25 cents, and a Staples comp book and a 24-pack of Crayola crayons are only 50 cents each. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last. Offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only. Limit 30.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day, the Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Fanatic in 5, let's get to it. The Philadelphia Phillies open up a series in Miami against the Marlins. What's up, Anthony? Is Anthony Bob in the house? And the morning guys at 6 a.m.
And don't put on your headphones for this Gabe Kaplan cut. I told I'm torturing Eitan with it. And
Marlins take on the
Whoops.
What are you searing over there, bro?
Something is going on with my new phone where it's just triggering Siri randomly.
Yeah. We got some weird requests in the Siri late at night. What are you doing over there?
Not late at night. I'm a daytime guy when it comes to my... You know me. My bizarre requests usually happen around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the Philadelphia Phillies open up a series...
They're so frustrating.
...against the Miami Marlins. And I don't know how to talk about this team anymore. This year specifically. I get it. Like, people are going to bitch and moan about everything, and you have every single right to... The application of analytics.
They can't hit.
They haven't been able to hit. They haven't been able to play defense. They've been making boneheaded plays all year.
I can't defend
Reese Hoskins.
I can't defend that.
And let's put Pedro Floremon in the lineup.
That was painful.
Are you serious?
Floremon's an insult. Like, that's just slapping people in the face. You do that on
the manager's
game.
An insult.
I mean,
what do you want? You want him out?
These lineups are ridiculous. This whole idea of how many different lineups have you
used? I think it's 112 over 137 games.
Come on, man, that's just doing it on purpose. You're trying to tanker on purpose.
Trying to reinvent the wheel.
And you know, guys need stability. How many times we have Mike Schmidt on? Because I was happy to be hitting third every day of my life. I knew where I was hitting every day.
Did you hear Schmidty just ripping Gabe this whole weekend?
No.
He was on him pretty good. Yeah, he was.
Well, Gabe was asked after the game yesterday, does he feel as though it's getting away from him and they're running out of time? And Mr. Positive said,
I don't think we're running out of time. I don't believe that. I think we have plenty of time to put together a really strong run. We have plenty of time to get hot. And if we get hot, we can win games in bunches. If we get hot, and I believe that we can and will, we will rattle off enough wins to be right where we need to be when we start that series with Atlanta. 25 games is a lot of games. And if we get rolling in that time period, there's nothing that can stop us.
Nothing that can stop them except
Ain't
their own
no
bad.
Stopping us now. Do you know that? Gabe Kapler's on a roll.
If and when.
Never.
They're capable.
Remember you were telling me after that Red Sox series, this is it. This is they split
I got
the Sox.
Late night text I woke up to Saturday morning. 2 games out!
I thought for whatever reason, I thought that walk-off was going to be something that could have... You know, re-energize them. You know, something, and
no, they can't hit. So
I know.
Can't re-energize something that was never energized. That's their problem. But I don't understand because the manager doesn't do him any favors.
Yeah. And by the way, the 5 a.m. hour is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to CarGurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CarGurus.com.
However,
it's football.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do have one Phillies nugget to sprinkle in a little bit later on.
Ooh.
Because I hear that this could be very for real. We're gonna be in love with the Phillies soon.
Ooh. Oh. Are you talking free agency?
Maybe.
This is a monumental
money being spent
and very interesting offseason ahead for the Phillies.
I think there is a new lock.
Oh, you're betting the Olney Farm?
Yep.
Is it crazy that I feel better and more confident about the Phillies offseason than I do about the upcoming, not this, but the upcoming Sixers offseason?
Markel's home. He tweeted last night, good to be back.
Well,
the Luol Deng buyout really concerns me with the L.A. money that they have to spend.
Yeah, I know.
You're seeing a new powerhouse.
Yeah, I know. But to
your point about the Phillies, I don't know how anybody can get in their way with Machado or Harper or anybody else that they want to name.
John Muscles Middleton.
He's going to come out with a check.
You know what they missed big on? And J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, well.
The guy's
Peter Parker missed on that.
Big time.
He would have sat nicely here.
Oh. He would hit 60 home runs in the off season. He probably would. 60 is not an outlandish number.
No.
The off season will be special around here. I got pressing worries.
Nick Foles worries?
I got bigger worries.
You got drunken giraffe worries?
I got bigger worries. I do. I wonder about the genesis of Doug's rant.
Yes.
And I wonder if it's deeper, if he's really concerned
about this
team and where it is right now.
Yeah.
And the kind of shape it's in. Look, you're banged up.
Real banged up.
There's guys that are out. You got who knows what's going on with Carson, when. You know, I wonder if he's going, I'm trying to keep things together.
Yeah.
And so, it's out of character for Doug.
It was very out of character. Right. Yeah.
So he deserves the benefit of the doubt. So to do that, you wonder, is he really struggling in keeping everything tight, right?
Yeah.
Keeping it all together.
Yeah, especially with that position.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to grasp is the frustration, and it's probably a bit of both, but is it stemming from what he saw with Nick Foles in the preseason, or like he told us, getting news on Friday, private news on Friday, that this is not a week thing with Carson. This could be a month thing with Carson. Something pissed him off, and then that information got out, and then he reacted that way, and it's so uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
That McManus tweet, I don't know if you guys caught this. But
I did. I thought it was dead on.
Yeah, I mean, the feeling there is that he came off tight. But it was the first time we've ever seen this from this guy.
Listen, because I get the idea of competitive advantage. I don't think it really applies here.
Neither do I.
Because the minute he's taking the first team snaps, everybody knows who's starting.
Right?
I mean, Nick's going to take snaps.
Carson hasn't even been cleared for contact.
Exactly.
So
Dan Quinn isn't.
Sure, we know who's the starting quarterback. So I'm not big on the competitive advantage thing. Are you going to play that game? All right.
I think that was most likely his front four, nine. Yeah.
However, I think he missed an opportunity. And I think he missed the opportunity to say, listen, Carson's on the mend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. We got the Super Bowl MVP as our quarterback.
Yeah, he could have instilled some confidence.
He's got to go down a different avenue now. You're right.
I mean, he's got to go supreme confidence in Nick. He has. Last time he's talking about Nick, he's saying how bad he was.
Yeah. And then Aaron Andrews thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So to me, he missed a big opportunity. And this could be, look, you won a Super Bowl and you're a genius. The tough part is, now how do I duplicate that? And how do I navigate? No one, we don't know what it's like to come off a Super Bowl, right?
No.
So to navigate this thing, I think Doug's swimming a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about, as fans, you don't know how to act. You don't know how to act as Super Bowl champions. We know how to go into every other season. You have angst, you have worries, you're scared to death, you have expectations, whether they're going to be met or not. It's not that much different for a head coach. You don't know what to do. You've never been in this position before, and it's hard, especially for a guy with the emotional intelligence angle that he has going.
I agree.
That's tough, and he's got to figure it out. And he didn't have to think before how he acted with players, with media, and all. He just did it. Now he's got to think out every little thing, and I think it's a little tough on him.
And this isn't going away.
No.
He has to answer this for the next, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, until Carson's back.
Unless they declare him out for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't even know if they're going to do that. All right, coming up, Anthony, Bob's in the house. Good morning, guys. Thanks to Sam for producing the show.
Good to have you back, Eitan.
Yeah, good to be back. Fanatic at 5.